Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we welcome John Sillars, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about the Duck Derby coming up Saturday, and then we'll talk about Second Harvest in general.
Sure. We have our 16th annual Duck Derby occurring this Saturday from 12 to 2 at the Big Lake and City Park, and we're just absolutely excited. It's going to be a beautiful, sunny day. And we will be pouring 30,000 ducks into the big lake for a race. And the person who has sponsored the duck that crosses the finish line first wins $5,000. And it's just going to be a real good time out at the Big Lake and City Park. Festivities start at noon, and the race actually happens at 2 o'clock, and so there's all kinds of fun festivities. And not only, you know, if your duck is not the first place winner, there are a group of second through 12th prizes ranging from a two-night stay at the Windsor Court with crew eyewear sunglasses. There's Raising Cane's for a year. Bicycle World is offering a Sun Bicycles retro cruiser. You can also win Theo's Pizza. You could get pizza for a year. Fulton Alley Pin Party Package. There's a $300 gift card to Zia's. Ochsner Fitness Center, six-month membership. The Beignet Fest is offering two Lanyap Lounge passes. Copper Vine Wine Pub and Inn has a one-night stay. Rich's Washdat has a $250 gift card. And then Winn-Dixie has a $250 gift card. And so there are a lot of prizes for people. And even if you don't win, it's going to be a really nice time. There's going to be Plum Street snowballs. There's going to be all kinds of snacks and cookies and music being played. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And even if you can't go, you can still support the effort, because I don't know if I can go or not, but I'm definitely already have purchased my 25 ducks.
Oh, absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you very much for reminding me. Yes, that's true. You can still sponsor ducks, and you don't have to come. In fact, if you've got a relative who lives in Oakland, for instance, and wants to sponsor ducks, all they have to do is go to duckrace.com/NOLA, and you can sponsor a duck, or two, or 12.
I would imagine some of what you're going to be doing out there Saturday is recruiting, John, for volunteers or not. Will you have information available?
We will. We actually have volunteers there because, you know, once the ducks race, we have to get them back loaded into bins, and we're going to have a group of volunteers there with nets scooping the ducks out of the pond and dropping them onto tarps, and then we put them in the blue bins and load them onto our trucks and go back to the warehouse.
You know, going to scooping rubber ducks out of a pond with a net, it just goes to, and I always say that, nothing just happens. I don't care if you're, pardon, you know, the previous expression, building a bridge, or if you're just setting up chairs at a PTA meeting, somebody has to do it. And talk about the volunteer needs, the importance of volunteers at Second Harvest, if you would, please.
Last year, we had over 10,000 unique volunteers, and so that's a person who decided to come and volunteer maybe once, maybe twice, maybe a lot of times. We had over 10,000 of those people come to one of our four facilities in South Louisiana to volunteer. be it packing meals for seniors in one of our kitchens, to packing boxes, again, for seniors, or sorting food, or even staffing a distribution, which they take place throughout the year, or coming to the Duck Derby on Saturday, September 27th, and scooping out ducks or manning one of our booths to give people information.
When it comes to the different things that people can do and the shifts, talk about that, if you will, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me give you an example. We have two programs, one for seniors and one for kids, and they actually we provide meals, prepared meals for children and after-school programs, as well as seniors as part of the Meals on Wheels programs for Jefferson, Plaquemines, St. Bernard, as well as even Calcasieu parishes. We have volunteers who come as early as 6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
AM to help plate meals. The food has already been prepared, but they have to be put in these little three-chambered trays. And we have volunteers who come as early as 6 a.m. to make sure that about 1,500 meals are ready to go out the door by 8:30 in the morning. Mm. And so that requires a big commitment. Then we have shifts that are later in the day that help us prepare the meals or go out to schools after school programs, kids after school programs. And that is, you know, that requires volunteers. And so whether you're an individual who wants to give back or you're a part of a club or a group or a company, we have all takers who come. And then we also, in our warehouse, we have this program that we've had for a little over a year. It's called the Commodity Supplemental Food Program. It's a senior box. We deliver 19,000 boxes every month to seniors who are on a fixed to low income, and they qualify for this. It's all shelf-stable products, nutrient-dense foods that goes into a box, weighs about 35 pounds, but we've got to load it up with about, I'd say, 25 products. And so it goes down an assembly line, and you're standing at, as the box pass by, you drop in either a can or a box. I'm looking at that line right now, mm-hmm. and it's ready to go for volunteers. And so we need to spit out 19,000 of those boxes every month.
There is something for every level of ability, right? If you got bad hands, they'll find something for you to do, or you'll find something for them to do. If you got bad feet, you'll find something for them to do. If you got bad knees, et cetera. I'm not trying to make
Absolutely.
It seem as though everybody's got problems, but I guess what I'm saying is don't automatically rule yourself out if you got arthritis in a hand or something like that.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, we will make accommodations for you. If you want to volunteer, we will make accommodations for you.
And tell me about the need, because I know we've been seeing cuts to food banks around the country. How's Second Harvest doing? Has that affected it? And also talk about, if you will, about the Second Harvest and just the Archdiocese and how no contributions to or donations to Second Harvest has been used for anything other than food.
Okay, I can talk about that. We have an incredible need. There are more than 436,000 people in South Louisiana in our 23 parish service area, going all the way from the Texas border to the Mississippi state line, who are experiencing food insecurity. That includes people in the Bayou, Southeast Louisiana, the North Shore, Acadiana in southwest Louisiana who are experiencing food insecurity. That number is up from last year. And so in the meantime, due to changes in federal policy, we are getting less food from the USDA, about the equivalent to about nearly 5 million fewer meals this year than we did last year. And so we need community support more than ever. You had asked about the Archdiocese. We are an apostle of the Archdiocese, but what I can say is there has been no transfer of money to the Archdiocese for settling any kind of bankruptcy settlement. None of that has happened. The money that you give to Second Harvest, for instance, the money that people pay to sponsor a duck, you know, you sponsor a $5 duck, that money is going to be used to either purchase food that we used to get from the USDA or distribute that food to one of our more than 500 community partners in South Louisiana to get it to the people who need it most.
Thank you. Give me the website real quick where we can buy our ducks.
It is www.duckrace.com/NOLA.
And you can always go to
no-hunger.org. We even have a window there. So if you go to no-hunger.org and you click the banner for the duck race, it'll take you right where you need to be.
And volunteer if you can. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. We come back. The saltwater sill is back. We'll talk with Ricky Boyette, Chief of Public Affairs for the Army Corps of Engineers, about that when we return. 9:40, 20 till 10, traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.